Nobody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat, cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born
every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back
to the game and days.
Good morning. It's Frisky Friday when you hear a little Aristocats singing going on. That is Satchmo singing that song for us this morning. And you know what? Scatman Carruthers. I take that back. Scatman Carruthers singing that song. And if you're wondering what's with the cats, well, guess what? It is kitten season right now. And thank goodness we've got some experts here for Frisky Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Mary McClellan here, as well as my Morris with the Pensacola Humane Society. Good morning, y'all. Welcome.
Good morning. Good
morning. All right. So it's kitten season, and speaking of which, guess what happened this morning at the radio station?
Well, I, Mary McClellan, had some deja vu.
That's right. So we have two kitten stories to tell you about. So, which one do you want to start with first?
Well, I'll start with the one from, I believe it was 2013, something like
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. My friend Wendy Summers called me and told me that there were some cats living in the wall. Some kittens.
Mama here at the had station. And she used to do this show for many, many years.
That's right.
She started this program.
Yeah. And she called me and asked me if I knew anybody who could foster. And it was a mama with four kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter did it.
Oh.
And then I did it. When the cats started getting really mobile, my daughter was like, I'm trying to do homework for college. And, you know, I can't do anything because they're climbing everywhere.
Right.
So, yeah. So Mary Grace gave them to me.
Uh-huh.
And then I fostered them until they were ready to be adopted.
Wow.
But guess who adopted the mama kitty?
Wendy?
Mary Hoxing from Cat Country.
Oh, no kidding.
And
I've seen that kitty.
Named her Kizzy.
Yes, I've seen Kizzy. Oh,
so
my
goodness.
So that's
where Kizzy came from.
I did not know that.
So we walk in today.
Right.
For
You're the lucky charm, apparently.
And it was perfect timing,
mm-hmm.
especially for Mai, because she's new.
Right.
She's our new vice president of programs at the shelter. And another litter of kittens found in the attic.
Yes, our receptionist Tina has been hearing a kitten crying for several days, like all week long.
Uh-huh.
So then our new engineer Grant got up there, and I guess, I don't know, I came in as they were bringing one out, and then I think they brought two more out. So it was interesting. They got a blanket, got a little box, all that kind of stuff, and we were going to just hand them over to y'all. But you're saying, wait a minute. This is not what we should do.
Yes. So I called Cinder Anderson of Everett Animal Welfare Group and asked her what we should do. And she said, put the kittens, because they're between 3 and 4 weeks old.
They're
so they're
little,
still
little.
Nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, put them back in the attic, right where you found them. And the mama will come and, you know, to nurse them. And she's getting outside somehow. So we got to find that spot.
We've seen her walking around, I think.
Yeah, we got to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to send someone out to teach Grant, the new engineer, how to trap a cat.
I'm not sure how this fell under his umbrella, but apparently it has.
It did, and he's handling the job well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was the story.
That was wild, because I came in, they're as cute as they're little teeny tiny little black little kittens.
A word of note, though.
Yes.
Kittens and puppies are gross. I
mean,
they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
They're super cute, but if they just came off the street, you want to make sure they are taken care of first for lots of reasons that I will not go into.
As in bathing, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Different, you know, illnesses, worms, parasites.
So you need to get them to a vet right away.
Yeah, you don't want to be loving all over them and stuff.
Oops, too late.
Yeah.
Mary found out the hard way.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. So we have that little, we'll keep you posted on what happened with it is Cat Country, our sister station. So it isn't a surprise that we would be having cats making their homes here.
That's right.
So it makes sense to me.
So that kind of leads me into the area of what we really need right now. And that's fosters, especially fosters for kittens. So I'm going to hand that over to Mai, because she's becoming the resident expert on that.
Excellent. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well, it is kitten season, and so basically what's happening, from my understanding, is what has been explained to me by all the different groups this month, is that they are breeding now, and they can do it within 4 months of being born. Is that correct?
Yes.
So when I heard that, I thought, oh, my goodness. So there are a lot of little kittens out there. So what is your advice on when you find them and what to do, and what's the process of finding a foster and getting them help?
Well, I can speak to the foster part.
Okay.
Let me tell you. We have a limited number of kennels at the Pensacola Humane Society. We only have 20 for dogs, and I'm not sure how many we have for cats. But when we have fosters, it allows us to expand our reach and to provide more services to the community. So fosters are so fundamentally important to our mission of finding the best homes and giving the best care to these animals. Mm-hmm. And me personally, I've fostered hundreds of dogs over the years. And I was specifically designated as a puppy foster.
Oh.
So I would take in 6 to 8 puppies at a time.
Oh my gosh, that's a big job.
But the good thing about it is the shelter provides you with everything you need to foster. Food, bowls, leashes, puppy pads. And, you know, we provide you with the guidance that you need. And, you know, we have 24/7 staff on hand to be able to give you any advice that you need to be able to take care of these animals properly. And so that's just what we're looking for, are some good fosters out there. And the best part of it for me was I love dogs. I have 8.
Oh, my gosh.
I have foster failed a lot. And I love a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best thing about it for me is that I always had a constant rotation of puppies. Mm-hmm. I could have puppies forever.
Aww.
So that's the greatest thing for me about being a foster, and to be able to provide back to the community and stay in touch with these people who adopt these dogs from us and see them grow up and see them thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, to me, was the most the best thing about it.
Very cool.
Grow up.
Okay, we're talking with the Humane Society. Mary is here, and Mai, who's recently joined the team, is the programs coordinator. And so what we're going to do now is take a little bit of a break. But before we do that, Mai, can you tell us, if I want to foster, what do I do? Where do I go? What's the website? Who do I call? There might be somebody willing to foster this weekend.
You can either call the shelter or go to www.pensacolahumane.org and click on the foster tab. And
mm-hmm.
there's an application, and we can look over your application and get you approved very quickly and get you set up with a cute dog or cat of your own just for a short time before they find a forever home.
Okay. Do you get to come out and see them before you take them home?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Just checking.
No, we're just going to hand you one.
I don't know about these things.
No instructions.
You get what you get. Good luck. I'm talking with Mary and Mai with the Pensacola Humane Society. So it's pensacolahumane.org is where you can go to get the foster application. And you do doggy day outs too, right?
We do. We have people who come, and I do it myself sometimes, is take a dog out to Palafox Market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we have some that we know are good with that.
Right.
Just do a doggy day out.
Because that's something great. I know I would like to do. I may not be able to foster, but I sure miss my little puppy kisses and stuff. So that would be awesome. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. The Humane Society is our guest this week. We're going to take a quick break. Mary and Mai will be back to tell us more about how you can help the Humane Society help all of our animals, our critters in the Northwest Florida area. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our animal experts are here this morning from the Pensacola Humane Society. We have Mary McClellan here. She is Business Development, I guess, Manager Director, I guess is the official title. Is that right, Director?
VP of Development.
VP of Development. I was close. VP
Very
of
close.
Development. Mai, what's your official title?
I am the VP of Programs.
Okay, we got to get that VP in there because it's very,
you know. Don't really have to.
Well, let's talk about what is happening with Pensacola Humane Society. We talked about kitten season and what you can do to help, but there's so much more that y'all do year-round, really, but I guess this spring you're going to have a lot of events, too.
Yes, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, we have a pet pantry, and this is a service that the Pensacola Humane Society offers to the community. Our goal, ultimately, is to allow people to be responsible pet owners. We don't want them to have to surrender their pets, and we recognize that people go through hard times sometimes and can't provide properly for their pets. So what we do is we provide this pet pantry the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. Like I said, the next one is coming up here on May 27th, next Wednesday. And we provide people with enough cat and dog food to make it through a couple of weeks.
That's
and
then amazing. They
can, yeah. And we also provide things like linens and sometimes we have crates. And we really rely on the community donating cat food and dog food mm-hmm. to be able to stock our pantry.
So how do we do that? Well, first of all, do you have to have any special requirements or are there any restrictions on who can be a recipient from the pet pantry?
There is no restriction other than the fact that you have to provide some ID mm-hmm. when you come in. Other than that, you know, we don't ask any questions. We know that people just need this. And,
okay.
And we don't want to make it hard.
Okay, great. And then on the flip side of that, if I wanted to donate food or whatever, I know that there's some things that work better than others. It's not a good idea just to drop it off on the front lawn. Right? Or
no, we're okay with that.
Yeah,
we're
no, okay I'm like going, what's wrong with that?
Oh, okay. No. No, if you want to drop it off on the front lawn, I will bring it in for you.
Never mind. That was a different shelter.
Just oh, no. Oh, okay.
Just swing by our shelter at 5 North Q Street anytime. And if you just want to leave it out there on the front porch, we'll come get it. If you want to ring the bell, if it's in the back of your car or your truck and you need us to bring it and haul it inside, we'll do that. We're
awesome.
Just happy to get whatever you're willing to offer.
Okay. And there are some easier ways, too, because you're online as well, right? Mm-hmm. So what are those places you can go to online? I think Amazon is one of them.
Yes, we do have an Amazon wish list.
Yes.
You can go there and look for Pensacola Humane Society and have it shipped straight to our shelter.
Yeah, it's Chewy is another one, I think, right?
Yes, Chewy is another one.
And I always say this every Friday. The cool thing about this is if you're sitting at a stoplight right now, you open up your phone, you go to Amazon, you click on Humane Society wish list, and it may not be glamorous. It might be other things that
yes.
they really, really need, like bleach or towels or whatever, because toys are great, and they always need toys, but there might be some other needs. You click on it, you pay for it, it's delivered that day or the next day.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And, yeah, wait till you get to that stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
I come from law enforcement. That's part of my background. So just make sure you have your seatbelt on and you
and
wait till
the stoplight. It's still legal at the stoplight.
That's
man,
right.
I am getting in trouble this morning.
Yeah. So we have a few needs. We do, like I said, cat food, kitten formula, puppy pads. We're always looking for flat sheets, no fitted sheets, flat sheets and towels, bleach, Dawn, unscented laundry detergent. Those are all things we're always looking for. So if you have any extra laying around the house or if you just like to donate a little bit, just if you could pick that up for us, we'd really appreciate it.
Okay. And what are y'all's hours that people can, if someone did want to stop by, what are their hours and days that you're open?
We are open 10 to 6 most days. And on Saturday, we're open 10 to 2.
Okay. And then do you have any other events coming up? You mentioned the pet pantry.
We do have an event coming up June 6th out at the V3 Ranch off of Wild Lake Road. It starts at 10 a.m. It's called Love at First Lasso.
Oh.
I know. Mary came up with that, and I loved it. we're going to have puppies and dogs available for adoption out there. We also have Riptide Media is sponsoring an event, golf tournament called Hair of the Dog.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, so it's going to be 10:30, October 30th at Marcus Point, and that's still in the process of being planned.
So do you need sponsors for that and also teams to play?
We do.
Okay, where do we go to sign up for that?
No,
do you know?
You can go to our website. We're sharing an event on Facebook and social media with Riptide Media, and you can also go to the events tab on our Humane Society website.
Excellent. Okay.
Well, don't look for that right now. I have put that up
sorry.
Yet.
Oh, okay.
Because
all right.
I've been very busy with Fat Cat Social, which was last night.
How was it?
It went great.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what that was.
Well, we had, it was over at Rosie's. Good Time Emporium. And
good times.
Yeah. You came in, you signed in, you bought some tickets for things. You know, we had 3 baskets that people, you know.
I saw that. Yeah.
And then we had our Rescue on the Rocks, which is becoming our signature, you know, liquor bottle, you know, mostly bourbon,
okay.
Which is my favorite.
There you go.
And so I think everybody had a really good time. We had DJ Roger Martinez was
nice.
There. And yeah, it
nice.
Was fun.
Nice.
It was really fun.
Well, that's always good because the cause is a great one.
Yeah. It's everybody loves puppies and kittens.
Mm-hmm,
just don't pick them up and hold them
right.
Until they've been fumigated.
No, it's very smart advice, because we had, if you just joined us, we found kittens today in the walls and rafters of the radio station this morning. And so our sweet engineer went in there and rescued them and brought them in a box. And as soon as the Humane Society, they went, So explain that. They need to have them.
They do.
When you find kittens, don't immediately pick them up if mama may be off getting food, right?
I have gotten a couple of things from puppies that I'm a huge puppy person, mm-hmm. and they come in the door and I just want to love them all and go sit in the kennel with the nine of them, and you know, and then you find out, oh, they have ringworm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh gosh, no.
So you don't want to do that.
Right.
Wait until they've been, they've passed the tests mm-hmm. of everything and had treatments and stuff. But yeah. And if you do see some kittens that are, you know, seem to be abandoned, mm-hmm. they may not necessarily have been abandoned. So give mama a chance to come back. You know, it's hard to put them back in the attic here, but that's what you have to do.
Okay. So. Great advice for us. Our friends are here, Mary and Mai from the Pensacola Humane Society. If you've got a question, this is Pep Talk. They're the experts. 850-437-1620. This is Frisky Friday. We will be back in just a minute. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Mary McClellan is here, as well as Mai Morris, who is with Pensacola Humane Society. So we've got just a few minutes left, y'all. Anything you want to mention before we go?
I do. I was talking earlier about the Fat Cat Social we had last night. That was a great time and everything, but it was also a pivotal moment for us because we are kicking off our Forever Heroes Circle recurring donor program.
Oh, that sounds great. Uh-huh.
So if you go to our website under the tab How to Help at PensacolaHumane.org, you will see Forever Heroes Circle. If you scroll down a little bit on the drop down, and it'll explain to you the different levels. And, you know, we have some incentives at each level, even $7 a month.
That's very affordable.
You know, that's a microchip. Yeah. So, you know, you'll see what is this? What could this possibly cover? And this, you know, we did get quite a few recurring donors last night at the event.
Oh, good.
We had several that were already doing that. But mm-hmm. yeah, so we're really kind of starting to push that.
Great. And what's it called again to look for it?
It's called the Forever, F-U-R, by the way.
Oh, Forever.
Forever. I forgot to say that.
Forever.
Heroes.
Love it.
Circle.
Perfect.
Yes.
Forever Heroes Circle. Beautiful.
Yeah. So, and then Mai was just mentioning when we were in the break that we do have some upcoming events.
Yes.
And one of them is free. We're waiving the adoption fee?
We have a Petco Mega Love adoption event. That is what they call it. It's from June 26th through June 28th, where we will be offering free adoptions and waiving all adoption fees on that weekend.
That's great.
And then we also, to be determined the date, we're going to be doing a adoption event up at Seville Quarter.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So where can we find out about all these events?
We'll keep it updated on our website. Like I said, don't go look right now. I was up really late last night.
Oh, okay.
we keep the front page pretty current, mm-hmm. and so you can see what we're up to on there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the fact that you both came in after a big social event last night. I know what that's like to put those on. You're always exhausted the next day, but the good news is you have a nice long weekend. So that'll be good.
Yes, we do.
So that's
don't
a
we?
Good thing.
Do we have anything going on?
No, we don't.
Oh, that's amazing.
See there?
That is amazing.
You have something to look forward to, along with a lot of our listeners getting ready for the Memorial
that's
weekend.
Right.
A lot of folks are already off today, and we'll have Monday off. And if you can't get a chance, just take a second to remember the reason for the holiday.
Right. And speaking of that, we are closed on Monday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Closed
good to
the public.
Okay.
So.
Good to know. All right. This has been Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Again, what's that website and phone number in case anybody wants to call, and your hours?
It's PensacolaHumane.org, O-R-G. It is 850-432-4250.
All right. Thank you, Mary and Mai. I appreciate you both so much and all you do
Thanks,
for
Meg.
Pensacola and our pet community. Mm-hmm.